What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to MoneyLife.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Yes, Jason Bond is here right now, and I'm very pleased to welcome him back to the show. Jason, of course, is the editor at Jason Bond Picks, and that's online at jasonbondpicks.com. It's on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks. Jason is a swing trader who looks for good technical setups, and we've been learning a lot from Jason, but that has also spawned some questions. And so we got a question that we answered with Jason a week ago, and we're back answering another question now. Again, it's jasonbondpicks.com, at jasonbondpicks on Twitter, all part of the Raging Bull community. Jason Bond, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Glad to be here. How are you doing today?
I am well. I've got a question for you. This one comes to us from Mike in Clearwater, Florida. And Mike said, Jason, you always seem to pick small cap stocks I've never heard of. I'm not a small cap expert, and you are, but I know you like it when your stocks are among the big movers of the day. But why don't I see you playing the hot brand name small cap stock of the day?
Man, Chuck, that is a fantastic question. Let me dig in here. So I assume when we're talking about brand names, it's your Groupon, ticker symbol GRPN, or your GoPros, GPRO. Of the world. Those are the names that everybody knows, everybody wants to buy, and I just don't subscribe to that. In fact, you will very rarely see me playing the high profile small cap names, because the best small cap names are going to attract the most institutional buyers and sellers. And this gets back to my number one point. I'm a small guy trying to dominate the small cap market. So a lot of institutional firms won't research a lot of the worst or quiet names, if you will, but they will research the Groupons and the GoPros. And guys like me, gals like me, we have no advantage against those institutions. Let me give you an example of stocks that I do pay attention to that readers will never hear of, but this is why last year I made $330,000, a 330% return. Compared to the Russell 2000, which probably wasn't even up 10%. I don't even know. I don't care. But the reason I can crush the market is because I gravitate towards the names that nobody's paying attention to. So today, my watch list, this morning, my watch list, it said, huge move Tuesday on PYDS, that is Payment Data System. This is a stock nobody's ever heard of before. But just this week, the stock went up huge. I mean, it literally went from about $1.40 to $3. And so I can't predict when it's going to make a huge move like that. But once it makes the huge move, I wait for it to rest, and then I buy after the rest phase for the following move. So my watch list said, PYDS, huge move Tuesday, little dip Wednesday, but holding strong and slightly higher to start Thursday. I said, if it holds 230, I am interested in another move higher. Well, the stock went from 241 to 410 on Thursday. That's a 70% move. If you only capture 20% of that on 20 grand, you made $4,000. You ain't going to get that on Groupon, and you certainly aren't going to get it on GoPro. That's how I crush the market.
Okay.
I latch on stuff that's hot.
Sometimes, as you've pointed out on the show, in fact, last week when we were answering a different question, one from that we got from Ron in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, sometimes you are looking for the big movers. As Mike correctly said, you do say, hey, I picked a stock and it wound up being in the top 10 movers of the day or what have you. If you see a big fall, a big decline in a popular name like a Groupon or a GoPro, knowing that you like a reversal pattern. You know, if there's an earnings move, something comes out, some company of that size and that following comes out and disappoints and has a 30, 40% decline in a day, which does happen. Does it scare you off simply because they are so big? Is there something at that point when, hey, this might be something that's actually in play. They've crossed into Jason Bond territory with the big move that still has you saying no? Or at that point, you'd go, yes, there they've actually shown me they're moving the way I want them to move.
Let me give you two answers on this. The first is yes, I'll play them. But the second is institutions have the best researchers. These are guys who graduate from Harvard School of Business or Wharton, whatever. So they're very smart. They work very long days. And they're very rarely wrong on the analysis. So you get a big company like Groupon or GoPro. Well, I shouldn't say big company, but a more popular small cap name like Groupon or GoPro. And they miss huge and they drop huge. You don't get the type of panic selling in those that you're going to get in these less researched names for the primary reason that the analysis has been done. So something like PYDS that pops out of nowhere and has news, you get a lot of overreactions in these stocks that attract a lot of short sellers, that gets a lot of mispricings put in, good or bad. And that is where I can capture huge percent returns. So if Groupon were to drop from 4 to 2 on horrible earnings, maybe it bounces to 250. Maybe I capture 10% on that. But I'd rather go for something like PYDS that goes from 240 to $4 in a day. In a day. Right now, it's the number 3 stock on all of Wall Street. And it was on my watch list before it made that move. My clients all looked at it, had an opportunity to buy it, and profit from it. So, yes, I would do it, but I wouldn't think that we'd get the huge percent return that I get on the other stocks because the firms have the research. The research is generally right, and that doesn't give us the overreactions in both directions.
What we're really saying is that when I was introduced to you as a swing trader looking for good technical setups in small cap stocks, it's really small cap orphan stocks, and orphan stock being described generally on the street as one that doesn't have a big institutional following. So it's
because I can't compete with them. Yeah, exactly, Chuck. You just nailed it on the head. You can't compete with institutions. This is why the large cap space for small time guys and gals is a nightmare. I don't care if you have a $250,000 portfolio. You don't have the research. So over a long period of time, they're going to beat you. You're not going to beat them. So if you want to win, you have to compete in a space where you have an advantage. And this is an area where every little guy and gal has an advantage. It's dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous, but that danger or that risk can definitely be mitigated with discipline and some strategy.
And there you have it. An answer that, you know, Jason's not reacting the way my dad did. My dad, well, he never could buy small caps. Why? Because he'd look at a portfolio and say, I don't recognize enough names. And then eventually when that mutual fund didn't do very well, he would dump it. Jason, looking for those small cap stocks that give him the right opportunities, the patterns he was talking about last week, but then that lack of analytical coverage that makes them just a little bit more of a wild card, that makes it absolutely perfect for somebody who's looking for wild cards. Really interesting, Jason. Thanks so much for explaining it.
You bet.
Jason Bond, everybody. He is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. And for more information, you're going to go to jasonbondpicks.com, on Twitter at jasonbondpicks. All right, we are heading for home on today's show. Up next, we'll be talking with David Gillick from Gateway Investment Advisors and the Gateway Funds when Money Life returns.